Welcome back to Full Coverage, your favorite podcast.
Period!
With
Larly
and Manny MUA. What is up, full fam?
We're so happy to have you here today because it's going to be a rapid fire, baby.
I feel like these are my favorites to do.
They're so juicy.
And they're just fun and juicy. And I love kind of seeing what's going on in like the social media world slash
what's the 411?
Traditional media. What's all the hot gossip? Do you know what I watched the other day and I really forgot how much I loved it was Hot Chick.
Oh, such like,
that's
a good
movie.
Classic. Rachel McAdams.
So good.
So funny.
Like so freaking good, Rob.
So good. Rob Snyder.
Snyder, there you go. Mm-hmm. I was like, Sheppy?
Very
funny. I couldn't remember the last name. Close. No, so Anna Faris.
Oh like, my it's like, God. That,
if you guys haven't seen Hot Chick, it's literally iconic.
It's comedy goals.
Boys are cheats and liars. I know a lot of it. Hold on. Boys are cheats and liars. They're such a big disgrace. Boys are cheats and liars. They're such a big disgrace.
Don't ask me. I haven't seen it. No.
Boys are cheats and liars. They're such a big disgrace. Okay. Yeah. There you go. If you let them go, fuck.
All the way or something like that.
Then
like,
you are a whore.
Uh huh.
That's the second part. Fuck. Baseball. He thinks he's going to score. Tyler was right.
Wow.
If you let him go all the way, then you are a whore. Anyway, I got fully sidetracked.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But why don't we start with our piece and pits?
All right.
Of the D.
All right.
Of the D.
Of the D. Mm-hmm. My peak is on Thursday this week. I'm going to Florida and I'm super excited.
Did you hear?
If you heard that in the background, Ty's
that
excited.
Was Tyler. He's
We're
excited.
All excited. I love going there. I love spending time. I spend some time with the fam jam. Mm-hmm. However, I am bummed because Hailey Bieber invited us to a dinner.
Yes, on Thursday night.
And it's not very often that Hailey Bieber invites me to dinner. So.
celebrate Rhodes beauty.
But I'll be traveling that day, so I can't go. But that's okay, because I feel like this is the thing with LA. If you don't just leave, you'll never get out of here. Because You have to live because there's so much going on in the city all the time that, like, no matter what, if you book something, you're definitely going to miss something here just because the city is, like, so
constant.
Go constant.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, whatever. I just said I'm traveling. Can't make it. But, I'm excited to try out her beauty brand and see what's going on there.
It's all skincare, right? It's like the skincare line?
It is skincare.
Her skin's so beautiful.
It is.
I feel like it's going to probably be really, really nice.
I think so, too. I'm super excited to try it out, and I'm super happy for her. But I'll support her virtually on that. But I am super excited to go to Florida, baby.
Baby. I want to go to Florida, like, to that area.
Yeah.
And see, like, the like beaches,
yeah,
and like the sand,
so
and like apparently it's like all like really, really nice out there.
Super nice.
The water's
super beautiful.
Warm.
The water's warm. It's crystal clear. The sand is powder white, baby. It's a dream. So we're having our whole family come out, and I miss them, of course. And Aaron's coming with us, so it's gonna be like the
I
best
love it.
Time. I'm
How
like,
are you guys waiting for? actually. Thursday to Monday? Got it.
Yeah, so we're doing a little trip there. And honestly, it's what I've been looking forward to for a few months, or like a few weeks, I should say. Mm-hmm. And so I'm packing tomorrow and get my shit together.
Getting your life together for it.
I'm out of here. I'm so excited. I need a little LA break.
Absolutely. A little reprieve.
You gotta get out of the city. And that's something I realized living here. Like, you have to leave here, or
you need unplugs.
You gotta unplug, because here you'll never unplug. So I'm like, I'm doing it. I'm unplugging. Hailey Bieber or not, I'm unplugging, baby.
My, you know what's crazy? Like, my peak actually correlates to that, because I'm going out of town next week for New York Pride. So I'm going to New York Pride with Gabriel, a friend of ours, John. He invited us out, and I was like, you know what? I've never been to New York Pride before.
Yeah.
And I would love to just go and experience that and kind of see how it is.
Yeah.
Because I've never been. I heard it's like a really big one, a really, really intense one, like a really just cool, fun experience. And I've never been in. I actually haven't done like a gay pride, like parade or anything like that in years and years and years. I've never even done it in LA. I've never done like LA Pride. Yeah. So I feel like I want to go.
It's time, honey.
It's time. I want to go experience it and kind of just have fun with it. I'm not going to be like glamming for it either. I want to just go for like this. Yeah, like this. I want to just go like cute. For me. And like for like Manny to experience it. And I feel like whenever I'm not glam, I'm less like likely to feel like I have to be on in a weird way.
You're going to have best time. I can tell you that right now.
I'm really excited. I'm really, really excited. And it's like, obviously it's like Pride Month still. So I really want to just like go and have fun and celebrate, you know.
Celebrate it.
Celebrate being gay.
I actually experienced Pride in New York kind of by accident. I was there in New York for a week with like Amazon and like doing this thing. This this was probably 2018, I want to say.
Oh shit, yeah.
So this was a long time ago. Almost 5 years ago. So I was there and they shut down all the streets, and I was trying to get from, I had my luggage with me, and I was all by myself in New York for a week. So I was going a little cuckoo.
Oh yes.
But they had shut down all the streets, and New York's not my city. LA is my city. So like, if they did that here, I would be able to navigate it, call someone, figure it out. But there I was by myself. So I was like, shit. So it was Pride, and that's why the streets were shut down. I didn't even know. So with my big ass luggage, I walked like probably 10 to 15 blocks through the parade.
Stop.
I'm talking
with
about
your luggage,
because you can't cross the street there because the parade is so long and it goes for so many miles, and I needed to get across. So I had to get to the top of the parade to go across. So I ended up, because you know, I fucking love my gay people.
100%.
I'm an ally.
Ally, 100%.
So with my luggage, I got like stood there and watched the parade with massive amounts of people with my big ass luggage.
I heard it's like hella people out there that
do
this.
It's crazy.
Like, it's like wild.
But it was like honestly so good and like so much to see. I couldn't just like keep walking and miss it. I was like, I'm actually going to appreciate this. Even though it's weird, I'm by myself with my luggage, like I'm going to watch this. So
the fact that you're like by yourself doing it too is so wild.
And once I finally got to my hotel, I put my luggage and I went back downstairs and I went back out to the parade. I swear to God, I did all by myself. So I did Pride.
I love that. Did you like make friends? Like, did you like talk to people?
No.
You just like, kind of experienced it. You just lived. Yeah, you just cheered.
I just lived.
You were just
by
being
myself.
An ally.
I was being an ally out there. I remember.
Love that.
Yes. So you're going to have, if I had that much fun by myself, imagine you with a bunch of your gay friends.
Yes, yes. I'm really, really stoked. I'm really glad that John hit me up and was like, yo, like, do you guys want to come out? And I'm like, actually, yeah.
You're going to have the best time.
I was like thinking, I was like, no, I'm not going to do it. Like, I don't want to go. And then I was like, no, I'm going.
Yeah.
I want to experience. Okay, there's like this movie on Netflix, on Hulu, I just watched. It's called Fire Island.
And I've heard of this.
Okay, so there's like a gay group of people that that go to Fire Island during like the summer, which is like a huge like gay kind of haven. And the movie is so fucking cute that it literally like pushed me to like do New York Pride.
Hold on. So have you watched it?
I watched it.
Is it good? Should I watch it?
I think that you would really, really like it, because it's nice. It's kind of nice to see like gay stories told that are more accurate nowadays.
Oh, okay, not like corny.
Not corny. It's like, I actually feel like they're much more accurate to like what kind of goes down in the gay world.
Okay.
Like where it's like a group of people and like there's like different kind of like, you know, personalities in like one group of people, and like, you know, it's like this very much like there's like the one that's like not as cute, that doesn't have like a boyfriend, that like wants to, and he has like a romantic and like things like that. Or like
that's not as cute
like to them in their circle or whatever. So it was really cute. It was really, really good.
Yay, I'll have something to watch.
Yeah,
too.
I loved it. I really, really liked it a lot.
You're going to have an amazing time.
I can't wait.
Us
traveling.
Honey.
Look at us.
The traveling girls.
I love it.
Okay, so my pip for the week is I have this mama skunk in my backyard, and it's gotten to the point where the skunk literally bullies me, okay?
Stop.
I'm dealing with bullying in my backyard. And the problem is I love the skunk. Like, I'm in love with her. And so...
So you love her bullying you. You're a masochist.
I am, and that's what this is boiling down to. Like, mm-hmm. I'll go into my backyard at night, and she runs at me and hisses and throws her tail. She doesn't spray me because ran into me so many times that she knows I'm not, like, a real threat. But obviously, she's wild, so she doesn't want me that close to her.
Totally.
So she goes... and like jolts her little paws at me with her mouth open. And every time I go running, screaming inside, because I'm just like,
fucking sprayed.
I just don't want her to spray me. Like, I'm scared.
Baby,
that
if you get
shit,
sprayed, that shit's real.
It's real. It is real. So I'm like,
she's like blue.
Yeah. Like, she's my little baby.
She's your little Jurassic Park blue.
I love her. I'm so happy whenever she comes and visits, though. I stare at her through the windows and watch her. She just goes around my backyards and gets little twigs, little berries, little things she likes to eat. I make sure, though, I'm like, don't leave any food in the backyard, because I don't want her to eat human food and like get into that routine.
Yes. But, think that you're going to be like providing for her constantly.
Yeah, because then we're going to have a skunk problem. And like, I would like to keep this down to like the mama and the babies and no more.
Not a extended family.
I don't want an extended family of skunks. She lives behind my house, and that's fine. I love her living back there. I want her to. And honestly, whenever she sprays, sometimes something pisses her off. Every now and then, no telling what she runs into. I'll smell it, and I get worried. I'm like, something better not have gotten my mama skunk.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, it's gotten real deep.
Because now it's almost like she's become one of the fam.
She is.
She's become
she is
one.
Bullying me.
She's
right
bullying
now.
You.
But we're going to get there.
But that's what family does. They bully you, and that's okay.
Yeah, I want her to stay back there and be happy and safe, so nothing better mess with her or else I'm going to
But she's bullying
swinging.
You, that's why it's
she
a pit.
She is bullying me. She is.
But she's fully bullying
you.
It's
gotten
nasty. Okay, I'm trying to think of my pit. Okay, my pit, you guys, I discovered the other night that I have an allergy to like nickel.
He sure does.
I didn't know this about myself. Mm-hmm. So I had went out like with some friends, and I was wearing like jewelry like on my necklaces. Like, one's like from ASOS, this one's like from HRH, but this was like not the one that affected me. It was one from ASOS that got me. So I was like just out kind of doing my thing, and then my neck started to itch on like one side that didn't have it was like a necklace that has like half pearls, half chain.
The
side that's not the pearl side, the chain side.
Gotcha.
My neck was starting to itch. I was like, that's so weird. And so I like was like kind of itching, and I was kind of like doing this. And then it started itching like really bad. And I was like, wait, what the fuck's going on? So I finally get my phone out and like kind of like look. I had broken out in hives from the top of my neck all the way down to like my clavicle.
Right, that's where the pearl started. Yeah.
Clavicle. Right to like right here, all the way down. And I was like, oh. Full red hives, like crazy.
Wow.
And I found out that I guess it's like, you told me it really is like, you're like, oh, you're probably allergic to nickel, which is like a lot of times like what jewelry
is made out of.
And like,
If it's not like gold or real silver, it's a lot of times nickel that has nickel in it.
Yes.
And so it's something that so many people are allergic to.
It fucked me up.
Like, people's skin is very sensitive to nickel, which is baffling why they make a lot of jewelry out of nickel.
Why?
Even like some pants buttons are nickel and will irritate people. Like, the metal buckle on like jeans will irritate some people because if there's nickel in it.
If it's like silver, if it's like silver coated,
you're normally good.
You're okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I had like, when I had gone home full red hives, and then like the days after, like it had started to go away after like 2 days, but like my skin was like, it felt like sandpaper.
That is leftover residuals from irritated skin. The leftover
literally
residue.
Hard.
Yeah.
Like a cat's tongue. It felt like a cat's tongue on my neck. And I was like, I don't ever want to wear a nickel again. It was so
and
stupid.
And that's why Manny only wears Cartier.
And that's why I'm on crack. And that's why I only wear Cartier.
And that leads us to why I only wear, and that leads us to my new Cartier. I'm just kidding. Imagine.
I'm like, as if I haven't been wearing this for like 5 years straight. I just don't even take it
At
off.
Least you got your wear out of it.
Yeah, I got my wear out. It is worn downtown.
That's good.
But I think we should go into our break before we go right into our hot topics.
Let's take a little break and we'll be right back. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret? Find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail. Mm-hmm.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
And we're back.
Hello,
from
hello.
Our 2 second break. It's episode 2 of the day, though. So it we're is. Like,
I'm getting a little drowsy over here. You know what's going Dramamine. On. It's the Dramamine. I took a Dramamine for fun.
Fun. For shits and giggles.
I'm just kidding.
But anyways, guys, let's go ahead and start off with our rapid fire.
What is first topics. On our
What's
list?
Going on?
What's going
literally,
on?
Literally, though. Literally. You guys, whenever Laura says what's going on and I say what's going on, like, it's just like, it's become part of
our tingly senses go off.
It's become part of like my personality.
It's like a personality trait.
It's gotten there, I think. What's going on has gotten to my personality.
It's seeped into our brains.
Yeah. I think it's actually imprinted.
Yeah.
I've been, what's it called? Like when Jacob did it to Bella's daughter, like I've been imprinted.
Wow.
With what's going on. And it's not okay.
He really took it there.
And that's how serious it's gotten.
It has gotten serious. It's gotten
weird. I'll see Laura, she'll tweet what's going on.
I will.
And I was like, And I love it.
What's going on?
I love it. What's happening?
Well, what is going on is Miss Britney Spears actually got married. She had a wedding ceremony at her house, and she got married. Now, there was, of course, a little drama because this girl can't ever catch a break.
She can't catch a break. Britney cannot catch a fucking break ever.
I feel like she attracts the crazy somehow.
She does. I think she does. She attracts like that like intense energy.
Behavior. So she married a dude for
Sam?
Literally... no, Sam, right? I'm talking about, she was married to her ex.
Oh.
Her ex, sorry.
Gotcha.
So she married a guy for, I think, 53 hours or 72
You're
hours.
Kidding. Like, that's
it was like one of those, like, he hee ha ha weddings. Yeah. It was like a day or
like
so.
Like a Kim one.
Like a Kim one. Like she a threw Kim it, one. She had a little Kim one. This was a really long time ago, by the way, guys. Like this was one of her first. I think this was before Federline.
Got it. So it's a long time ago.
Married a quick one too. Well, this is the freaking guy that crashed her wedding and broke into her house.
But like, why would he even, what's the point? Like, why would he crash?
What did she think was going to happen?
Did he think like it was, he was going to like win Britney back? I'm so confused as to why he would ever even do that. And I'm like, girl, y'all were together for what? 2 days?
Yeah.
And you broke in, crashed her wedding.
It doesn't actually make any sense. It's not well.
That's, it's giving unwell.
It's giving and unwell. And I wonder if that's,
do you know what he wanted to do? He wanted to do the, when the fucking person's like, does anyone object? He wanted to be me. Like,
he wanted that me. Moment. And they would have been like, you don't even go here.
And they literally would have been like, I just wanted to bake a cake full of rainbows and sunshine.
I just want to know, what did he think was going to happen? Like, what was,
didn't he get like tackles on the ground and everything?
He did.
Like full blown.
Yeah, he did break into her home, which the wedding was at her home. So it was kind of like part of him breaking into the wedding.
What was the tea about her kids not being there?
Okay, so there's a lot of speculation. So her kids weren't at her wedding. They were with Federline.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot of speculation as to why, but there is no output information as to exactly why they weren't there. Now, these aren't little kids anymore.
They're like teenagers.
They're teenagers, so they can make the decision themselves that they want to be there. But it does make me skeptical why both of her children weren't at her wedding.
I'm just very more so fascinated as to why they decided not to go.
I wonder if they don't. If it was like their decision. If they don't like her new husband.
Yeah, maybe they don't like Sam.
Maybe they don't like Sam.
I wonder what, you know what's crazy? I worked out next to him once at my gym.
Did you?
He was right next to me and he was like doing chest. And I was like,
wow.
I was like, I'm kidding. No, he was a very like attractive, handsome man. But I was just like, I'm so confused as to why.
Her kids weren't there. I do find that to be a little odd.
But her family
odd.
Wasn't there either, right?
Well, come on. Jesus Christ.
True, very true.
They would have got tackled and escorted out too.
I literally had a full brain fart, just so we're all very clear. I wouldn't even have said that if I would have just realized what I was actually saying. My mouth spoke as my mind was thinking.
Family wasn't there.
But, like, imagine.
I was like, huh.
Manny, I think we need to revisit what happened.
Do you remember that conservative thing happened?
I think we need to revisit what happened.
I think there's still some hurt feelings over that.
Gotcha. Yeah, I had a little brain fart.
But no, she ended up getting a 3-year restraining order against her ex that hacked into the wedding, broke into the
wedding.
And
the gag is, dude, you know how hard it is to get a restraining order? It's not an easy thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, you have to like be able to like proof shit, so you know it was like a full-blown intense situation.
And it's a 3-year one, so I feel like that's a long restraining
Very
order,
long.
Right?
It's like, I think they're usually like a year.
So that one's a doozy.
And they have to get almost like replenished or like almost like redone.
Yeah.
Resubmitted. If anyone knows about restraining orders, let us know. But that's what I had
also,
been told,
if you guys find any tea, because everything right now is speculation as to why her kids aren't at her wedding. But if we come out with any sources or any tea on that, I'd love to know more info. So comment down below if you know more.
Let us know, you guys, because you guys are little investigators.
You are.
You guys, the full fam are investigators.
Honey, more than the FBI.
And you know what I love it when they'll send us like topics to talk about.
Thank you guys.
Like
for
when
doing
you guys
that.
DM us and you're like, hey, like this might be a good thing to talk about for the podcast. Love it. I
we
love when
love
you guys
it.
Do. Like we appreciate it so much.
Yes.
Send us both shit. I love it. Okay. Next.
What's next, Manny?
I feel like we have to touch a little bit on Miss Amber. Miss Amber Heard.
Because we followed the case so heavily.
We were in it.
We got to keep it going. Just what's happening.
Yes, like kind of like a follow up with what it. So basically, she kind of has been doing a press about.
A lot of press
from the case. And she said recently that she feels like she's been mistreated online in comparison to Johnny. She's like, I feel like I've got it way harder online than Johnny did or Johnny was. And like, even if you don't believe me, and even if you don't, you know, think that what I'm saying is correct, like I've been way hounded a lot harder than like, let's say Johnny has been.
That was literally pretty much her interview.
Yeah.
Right there, what he said. She's been mistreated. And it's like,
I agree.
I actually do agree. We mentioned this several times on the podcast, how we don't think she should get as much hate as she's getting.
Yeah.
But this is also making a statement kind of like, I don't want to sound like an asshole, but like, duh. Like,
it's like, no shit, you've been getting mistreated. Like, hello.
I'm like, but it's like, what's the point in doing an interview? Because it's not making people feel bad for you. And I feel like Is that the point of putting that statement out there to get people to chill out? Because if anything, I feel like it's riling them up more because it's like, girl, just let it die.
If I was her, I truly would just kind of like get off socials, wouldn't deal with it. I was like, let me just reevaluate what's going on in my real life right now and not even be online and kind of seeing what's going on. Because I feel like that, again, like mentally, I can't even imagine like how intense that is. Like, I really, really can't, but I feel like I do know what she's saying with the whole mistreated online stuff and, like, the whole death threats and all this crazy stuff that's been happening to her. It's like, you guys, even if you don't believe her, like, it's still, like, it's gone so far, and at the end of the day, like, but it's their real lives.
It's died down
so
much, and I feel like her doing these press definitely keeps it in the media, and it riles it up over again.
But do you think that's, like, the plan?
Yes.
Her team is trying to, like, do this, like, okay, the case is over. Let's do like a tour, like a little like you know, press tour of like woe is me.
Yeah,
and it's not doing what needs to happen.
Nor did the Washington Post article do what you wanted it to
do. Maybe the team's got to go.
Nor are these interviews saying you're mistreated online doing what you want them to do. So at what point do you let it all die down?
Chill and take a step back.
Work on yourself. Take a step back. And come back. And people may hate you when you come back. But at that point, you can come back with a little leg to stand on. Whereas here, you're literally fighting fire with gasoline.
It's too fresh. It's been like, what, 2 weeks?
Which makes me wonder, like, what's the motive behind doing these interviews? Because you know the outcome. So, like, where are we going
to... I think in their head, they're thinking like, okay, we're going to have Amber explain what's going on, how horrible it's been. Maybe it's going to like, you know, be a lot more chill for her. Or they're not going to send her much hate. But at the end of the day, like, you are fueling the fire. And a lot of people, when they hear like, oh, like, it's too much for me, a lot of people will jump on the opportunity to send more because it's like, oh, I know it's affecting her. And people are cruel.
Something I've learned with the internet, in order to get someone to change their mind, like, for instance, let's say someone's been hating on Amber Heard and they watch this interview and then they go, you know what, you're right, this is like, regardless of what happened, like, and she is wrong, like, it's too much and I shouldn't have done it. It's almost impossible to get a human being to admit that they're wrong against someone they love, much less someone they don't even know or give a shit about.
Totally.
They're never going to switch and go, you know what, you're right. Maybe if 20 years passes and they look back like we did Monica Lewinsky and a lot of these other women who were mistreated. I'm not comparing Amber to Monica Lewinsky.
No, right, but like the situation.
But, you know, you look back and like, the way we treated Britney Spears and so many others, we go, wow, that really shouldn't have happened that way. But in order for the internet to like completely flip its switch, that means everybody has to look in the mirror and admit that they were wrong. Mm-hmm. They don't even do that with people they love. They're not going to do it with someone over the internet.
We're literally the
testament to that.
But like, I think that like that's when it comes to taking a step back and working on yourself and like letting like actions speak for themselves and not just words.
And that's what we did.
And I feel like that completely shows in like who we are as people now and how things have changed. But I just feel like for her, we had taken a break like after like a lot of our shit went down for months. It's like us like coming back a week later and be like, hey, let's upload a new video
and talk about how you guys are too much for us and it's hurtful.
What's going on?
Now, what do you think that reaction's going to be for us?
It's literally gasoline on fire.
It's putting it on fire. So that's why I'm like, what's the motive here? Is it to keep this thing going so that way when she appeals? Like, I don't know.
Do you think it's like just to constantly keep her name in the media so that she can maybe... It doesn't make sense because I'm thinking like, oh, potentially get roles and have her name in there. I'm like, but I don't think she's going to get roles.
Yeah, me either.
So I'm like, no, I really can't imagine what's good about this, to be quite honest.
That is the thing. It's like, we're clearly missing something on the PR standpoint because someone's telling her to take the interviews.
Definitely.
Like, these are not just her ideas.
I think it's also because Johnny's team's doing interviews as well. Same with her
so
team.
Right.
Like, I think that they probably can't
we're
gonna combat this. Yeah, they probably don't want it to be where it's like just one story out there constantly because that Johnny's team won, they don't want it to be like just silenced out. They want to be like, oh, well, we feel this.
So apparently, TMZ caught Amber up flying on a private jet. So obviously she lost the case and owes a lot, millions of dollars to Johnny Depp for the situation. Well, she was taking some meetings from DC to New York and TMZ saw her getting off a private jet. So there's a lot of speculation as like, clearly you're still living the same lifestyle, say lavish lifestyle, when you publicly owe one of the most famous actors in the world after what you did millions of dollars. What's going on?
Do you realistically think she's going to fly coach?
Do you realistically think she wouldn't get like her ass beat? I think if she got, I like, do people too. Are crazy.
People, I don't think that she can even physically fly.
That's like, what a I don't think people understand right when the degree of hate gets this bad. This woman definitely has gotten death threats nonstop. 100%. I got death threats nonstop. Uh-huh. People so try to tell, call my mom, got my mom's phone number whenever I got canceled and threatened to kill my mother.
Mm-hmm, I remember that.
Okay. So imagine Amber Heard status of the situation.
At, like, the times 100.
Times a billion.
So like, a billion. How, like, there's no way, like, people even saying, like, I can't believe she's living this lifestyle. Well, what life is she expecting her to live? Like, she can't go back to this normalcy just yet. Like, look what's going on.
She can't
go back to that. Like, she's ostracized from the whole world.
Yeah.
Like, she can't just fly a regular flight. People are going to fucking shit on her. They're going to talk shit about her. They're going to capture her. Something's going to happen. It's not going to be good.
Altercations, for sure.
Absolutely. Arguments. It's dangerous. It could get physical. You never know.
It's dangerous.
What do you expect? She can't just fucking fly regular.
She can't go through an airport like that. Like, it's so dangerous. No. So, yeah. Private jet for her.
Makes sense.
That's part of what this is. And it's like, that just goes to show you how many people don't actually understand the gravity whenever there's so much hatred towards one person. They just see the surface level of what they deal with online. And they're like, whatever, these are just words. No,
they don't see the real life repercussions.
It's so much more. Like, it gets dangerous in your real life.
Mm-hmm. And they don't see the repercussions that can happen IRL. And not just, it's like a cancellation. It's like, no, people can like be crazy in person.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
they
wild.
Are all the time.
All the time.
Also, GoFundMe, someone set up a GoFundMe for Amber in order to raise money to pay off Johnny Depp and her court dues.
I'm trying not to giggle.
What? It's like, what?
It's just because it's like, the fact that GoFundMe shut it down.
GoFundMe shut down the fundraiser.
They said no.
Didn't it have like up to $1 million?
It had a million in it.
It had a million. Guys.
And they shut it down.
The community paid this woman up to GoFundMe $1 million
to help.
Honestly, that's a strong start to paying
it
off.
It really is. I'm like damn. She got some like very real supporters that are out there to help. But I was just like, I just can't believe that they shut it down.
Yeah. GoFundMe
like, no.
Shut down. They said not today.
But they probably got a lot of shit for it though.
Oh, I'm There's sure.
There's no way that GoFundMe would like let that keep going if they
were getting
so much
shit. I feel like
there
had to be some
shit.
Stipulation in there somewhere for them to just like delete something like
that. But also
that.
Plus like technically you never know who's making the GoFundMe. Like how would you know it's going to Amber?
And if it gets like investigated or like someone files a claim and it's like they can do that if it's not Amber starting the GoFundMe. So right. I think if Amber had started it herself and then they deleted it, I think that would rise a bigger issue. But I think like the rules are like technically, I guess.
It's like a random, it's like an Amber Heard fan account that started it. Like you never, like it's not the same thing.
It's not the same thing. So there's probably some loopholes in that. Like if it's not your GoFundMe that you're raising for yourself, then it can be deleted.
But that
sure.
doesn't even make sense because a lot of people will do GoFundMes for like, let's say a loss of a loved one, like to help pay
All
for that. Like,
the time.
So I'm like, even that, I don't know so how yeah, that would work. There has to be some weird loophole. Polls, though
the way they deleted it, I thought that was a little. I was shocked they deleted it.
Me too. I'm really even now thinking about it, I'm like that's like really.
Didn't they ultimately wild. End up cutting her out of Aquaman, or no?
So we had saw that. Okay, remember like, that article
that.
Popped up. Mm-hmm. But part of me thinks that that was clickbait because I haven't seen that popped up since.
Okay.
It was like a random article that popped up that was like Amber's cut fully from the. But I'm like, is that just clickbait? Because I haven't seen anything else about her being.
I think
cut
it
about
will
it.
Be very very interesting if she's still in it. Because I think literally
I don't
people,
think they would ever reshoot all of that, though.
Yeah, no.
I don't. I think they would lose way too much money to reshoot all of it, all of her scenes.
Do you think that there's a chance that people would boycott seeing the movie? Because
100%.
I do, too. So I'm like, you're also risking that. And DC, y'all's wallets are deep.
Deep and vast.
And I'm not trying to say, y'all, cut her out. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, I'm just trying to think. And I'm sure, obviously, they are, too. Like, risk
totally.
Reward here.
Yes.
Like, what's it going to be?
The thing is, imagine how much money... they're going to lose from reshooting it. Plus, because like, it's all, not only is it like hiring an actor to do a lot of, again, hell, that could be millions of dollars, plus all the CGI that costs.
And you would have to pay the actors like Jason to come back into those scenes. So he's got to get paid
plus
again.
Plus all the workers to do it too. Like, this could be like a crazy, crazy thing.
They're like, we'll just take the
and
L.
To people, I think they would just rather take the L at that point.
Yeah.
Especially if she's only in it for, they cut it down so much of her scenes to just 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I think they would just kind of take the L on that one. Like, you know what? This is what we're going to have to do.
Yeah.
And then move on from there.
Well, now, actually, they got me curious and wanting to see the movie. I know. Right. So maybe they're like, thinking like it'll have the opposite effect.
Like, now I actually have to see it.
Because people
want to
see how much of it she's in and, like, how that played out. Like, people are going to want to know this.
I also had no idea that how well Aquaman 1 did. I had no idea it did so well.
It's
like one of the top 100 movies of all time grossing.
No.
Top 100. Of all time.
Damn.
Like, it's in, like, maybe, if not top 50.
If I made a movie, I'm going to say this on Amber's behalf. If I made a, was a big part of a movie that was top grossing all time, and for the second one, they're about to drop me for $2 million, I would laugh in their face and walk away.
She was paid way less for the first one, though.
I would, like, beg them to let me be on it still.
Absolutely.
But $2 million for one of the highest grossing movies of all time, and you're a main cast member?
But, like, she is, like, one of the main cast members, but she's not, like, at the level like, Jason is or Nicole Kidman is or
things
like
this. I see how much they be spending on these movies. I can look at how much they spent on the first one.
Look it up.
So we should see how much they earned.
They earned, like, crazy money on it. I was, like, actually shocked. It could be in the billion.
Aquaman.
With a B.
Actually, yep. Aquaman. What should I type in?
Try Aquaman total earnings. Try to do total earnings. We can read it off now because I'm kind of curious.
Okay.
And then it should probably say like how much they spent on it too.
So the budget for the movie, meaning what they spent on the movie, was between 160 and 200 million. So let's say they spent around 160 to 200 million on the movie. Mm-hmm. That's what it says here. Mm-hmm. It box office $1.1 billion.
There you go. There you fucking go. That's what I'm saying. It's one of the biggest movies.
Okay, and look at the cover. Who's on the cover? Amber Heard. And she only got $1 million when that movie pulled in $1.1 billion. Mm-hmm. Bullshit. I'd be like,
But see, and then she'd be coming back with
but
like,
that's
I want
to
do
too. With the second one, they only gave her $2 million after that one earned $1.1 billion. See, that's where the, I'd be like,
It is actually kind of confusing when you think about it in that way when they earned that much money on it.
$1.1 billion?
How much do you think Jason earned on the movie?
Oh, God. He probably earned so much.
I mean,
much.
He's Aquaman.
Which, to be
like,
fair, he should have earned more,
way more
money because he had done so much more. He was so much a bigger actor, and he's
the
main
character.
The thing
is also, Amber doesn't have the accolades that they do.
Yeah.
Because she hasn't been in as many
roles
that were really popping.
Well, that's why I said for the second movie is the issue for me. Yeah. I get the $1 million for the first one because she really didn't have any big name movies.
Yeah.
Well, I guess she did, but she wasn't like a main character.
She wasn't. I wouldn't say she's A-list.
Well, they call it something like character one, character two, based off like the how
B? Or is it B?
Like they named characters based on how many lines you get.
Got it.
Like
okay.
That's how it goes. Like how much time you get and how many lines you get. Like your script. She's probably less than a B, to be honest.
Oh,
I feel like other characters had more lines than her in the first one.
Oh, for sure.
Okay. I want to see how much Jason made on it.
Does it say?
Momoa.
I feel like it would be like in the 5 million range. If she got one, I feel like you'd get like 5.
Johnny Depp's out here getting like 20-something million on his movies.
He's Johnny Depp.
And he's been doing it for 30
That's
years.
Why.
And in every movie, he's the main character.
Exactly. I was like, he's Johnny.
Yeah.
He's Edward Scissorhands. He's Sweeney Todd.
It doesn't
He's Willy Wonka.
It doesn't say.
He's Jack Sparrow.
Thank you for filling this time for me. I
was filling
that.
The gap. I was filling the gap while I was going.
It doesn't say how much he made on the first one. Mm-mm.
That's very strange.
It does not say, which is very interesting to
me. Okay, well, regardless, Amber's out here doing a press tour, and I don't think it's the smartest idea.
It's kind of like when Jamie Lynn Spears decided to do a press tour.
On the book.
And she figured out really quickly that
it was a bad
it's
idea.
Not the time.
No. Question. Do you think that Amber could be vindicated from this 20 years down the line?
Yes.
Like she writes a tell-all.
Yes.
I do too, because I feel like that's a lot of times how it just works.
People
somehow get vindicated all the time.
A comeback story.
They do, and then they want to bring him down.
It's what Hollywood's based off of. Look at every movie you watch. It's never about the cool kid. It's always about the underdog. Because everybody wants
like making it. They want him to succeed and win.
Yeah. So I think she'll come back. I think she's got to actually go away.
Yeah.
Because she's going to appeal.
She got to fix some stuff going on because I can tell even watching her, like I'm not like in any way like a professional or anything, but like I'm like, there's definitely some things going on up here that need to be addressed before I feel like you can become your supreme self.
Yeah.
And that's that. Next.
So that got deep. Next up, Justin Bieber.
He got diagnosed with Ramsay-Hunt disease.
Which is so wild. I've never heard of this disease before.
I hadn't either, actually. And
is
I know
it like big or, I mean, like, is it like a lot of people have it?
I don't know how many people actually have it. And I had heard that it came from like chickenpox. Like it can come from chickenpox or something like that. But I know it's like almost like something to do with this like internal ear. Like the, like where like the, something with the ear, the nerves get like paralyzed in some way. And it paralyzes half his face. So we did a TikTok about it. He actually did a full TikTok. It was like, hey guys, like I'm canceling some shows because I was diagnosed with Ramsay-Hunt. And he like, when he's talking, only one eye is blinking. Only one side of his mouth is emoting.
It's actually shocking.
It's really wild to see. And honestly, I'm like, holy shit, it freaked me. I was shook.
I felt really horrible for him. And it just goes to show you can have all the fame and money in the world and it doesn't mean you're, you know, excluded from these things, from health. And it just goes to show you that. I do think Hailey Bieber definitely inspired him to come out with this because she just came out with, you know, her health issues she's been going through. She made a YouTube video on it and it got like 3 or 4 million views. And so shortly after, Justin has spoken up. So it looks like they're going through some things, first of all, with that. That's horrible. And it gave him like the courage to like come out and talk about it.
I bet she's so amazing for him.
I feel like she's really I can tell you right incredible. Now, that woman is his backbone.
100%.
Hailey Bieber is what's carrying Justin Bieber.
I completely agree. Especially because like I feel like Justin went through like a lot of dark spots for a long time.
He was
time.
So young when all this happened. Exactly. So I think definitely. You know,
I completely agree. Like, well, we're sending him health.
Yeah.
Health and just like, you know, kind of taking a step back. So, because he was also saying in like the video, he was saying that he has to kind of like, you know, cancel the shows, kind of take a step back, take some time for him.
It probably and so just focus on himself. Him. Even though he kind of has like been a little quieter for a while, like after being so famous and so sought after for so long since you're literally a little kid, like this has to finally feel like a little piece of normalcy. It's that like
go life.
Yeah.
The problem is that when you're in that, like your body sometimes will just not be able to catch up with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was saying, he's like, yeah, you know, I can feel like my body is just kind of like, this is its way of telling me like, you cannot keep going the way you're going because like issues will arise.
Truly.
And like, look what's happened. He like was just diagnosed with Ramsay-Hunt. I think it can be cured. I do.
Oh, no way.
I do think that there's like a cure for it or that it can be like reverse. I feel like it can be reversed.
Like there's There's something that can be done.
Yes. I'm actually going to look up just to see.
Well, we'll take a break while you take a look.
Amazing.
And then we'll come right back.
Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever. And it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century. And that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know, I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one. And my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I am absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
We are back. Woo! I pulled up information about Ramsay Hunt, and we have basically like the prognosis is if there's not much damage to the nerve, you should be able to get better within a couple weeks. If there's damage, like there's severe damage to the nerves, it could have, you know,
long-term effects
and might not fully recover.
So basically it depends on how much nerve damage is done, mm-hmm. but you can fully recover if not much nerve damage is done. If yep. there's a lot, there could be some effects long-term.
And it says that the chances of recovery are a lot better if you start treatment within 3 days of after symptoms start. And I'm sure that's exactly what happened.
Oh, yeah, like totally.
There's no way that he didn't have that kind of resource to like figure out that pretty immediately. So
totally.
I'm sure he'll make a full recovery, but again, his body needs to
heal. Next up on our list is Ezra Miller. There's been a lot of drama.
A lot with Ezra.
And if you guys don't know who that is, Ezra plays the Flash in mm-hmm. the upcoming DC. DC has been having some problems.
Dude, DC is going through the gigs. Because DC has also told Ezra, they're like, if you don't calm the fuck down, like, there's going to be issues.
No.
Yes. Like, they're trying to, like, keep them at bay. Like, wow. Keep Ezra calm, essentially, wow. and not... Because, like, apparently, like, Ezra has been in Hawaii terrorizing people. Hella.
You know Are this, right? You like, you know no. this?
Oh, like, going absolutely wild in Hawaii, gotten arrested multiple times.
Oh.
He's, like trespassing on people's property, like, going absolute buck wild right now. So, like, the issue, what we wanted to talk about with Ezra was how he's kind of been these allegations from parents of a daughter saying that he's groomed their daughter. And, like, they met them when Ezra was 23.
And how old was the girl?
And the girl was 12. And so, like, they started this friendship and they started this, like, kind of, like, situationship, friendship, I guess. But to me, immediately, no. First of all,
what friendship does a 23-year-old have with a 12-year-old? Are you kidding me?
It's fucking weird. I hate that immediately. And apparently, like, Ezra had flown out, I think her name's Dakota, mm-hmm. flown her out to like kind of the set in London to the set of Fantastic Beasts to kind of see it because, you know, Ezra knew that she was a fan. And literally, she was 14 and he was 25.
Nope.
So there's just like so much going on with this situation at hand that I'm very like uneasy.
No, thank you. Nope.
Like that's fucking
especially
weird.
With his wild behavior going on right now. You can definitely tell there are a lot of things going on that are not good. And then he's hanging out with an underage child as a friend on the regular, flying her out to places. So the parents have put out that they think that Ezra, this is alleged, but the mm-hmm. parents have actually put out that they think that Ezra's grooming their child.
Yeah, and like providing them with LSD, with marijuana, with alcohol, and basically almost like using these tactics of like paranoia and like fear and all these different things
to control her. So wait, where did the parents go where they found
this? To Miller's house.
Got it.
They went to Ezra's literal place. I'm actually gonna read this part verbatim so I can like say it completely correct. The parents flew to Miller's Vermont home in January to get their daughter and discovered she didn't have her license, car keys, bank card, and other items needed to navigate life independently.
So she didn't have those things while at his house. So it's like, why were those things taken away from her? So the parents have every right to feel like, obviously, this is a weird, getting very manipulative, controlling situation going on with him. Plus, I mean, the parents can just simply Google him or look in the headlines. This dude's getting arrested, you know, constantly.
And you know what's weird, too, is that, like, Dakota, she actually made a statement in being like, my parents are crazy.
But see,
and I'm like, see, this, like, she could potentially think that.
Ezra's so famous, and like, this is probably like a big moment for her.
Yeah.
And can be so easily manipulated.
I'm like, okay, if y'all met at 12, of course you're going to be thinking like, oh my God, no, he's just like my friend. First of all, he's 23. He shouldn't be your friend in the first place. Sorry, you're 12.
Yeah.
There's no need for like a friendship like that.
Nope. No, 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 no.
12?
No.
Absolutely not.
The last time I heard about friendships like this was whenever the documentary came out against Michael Jackson. And there 100%. Were friendships with him who was an adult, yep. with very young children.
With young boys.
And that was, you know.
And like, there's been crazy allegations with that too.
There are red flags for a reason.
For a grown-ass adult to be friends with 10 to 11, 12-year-olds?
Uh-uh. No. And there's it's no not need like for that. This guy has
that's fucking weird.
Even if this guy did have a perfect record and never really done anything wrong publicly,
yes, yes.
it's still weird.
It's super fucking weird.
Yeah.
So I just saw that and I was like honestly really shook, especially because like all the things with Ezra going on in Hawaii mm-hmm. made it even more strange. I was yeah. like, dang, like it's like almost like a pile off a pile off a pile of another. It's like a snowball effect. And like, you know, he's like completely no longer part of like the franchise for Fantastic Beasts. Like he's not going to be part of it at all. I think that they completely cut him off.
Wow. Fantastic Beasts is cleaning house out mm-hmm. here.
And I think the same thing was going to happen for The Flash. Like basically what happened was like, they said like, if you continue this, like what's going on, you're not going to be in Flash 2. Wow. Like you're not going to be part of the Flash. You're not going to be The Flash. You're going to be recasted. Fully. And so I think that's like their way of trying to get Ezra to behave and be calm.
Yeah.
Because they've already shot The Flash.
He's it's going to be coming out. It's making it hard.
And so the thing is, and like they're like Warner Brothers, like they're depending on The Flash because a lot of people are saying like it's a banger, like it's a good movie and like they don't want to reshoot it. They want to keep it kind of going as is. So it's like, if you don't get your shit together,
you're out.
You're done.
You're done.
You are fucking done. And the thing is, if he's done from that, he's done fully.
Yeah,
maybe. I really don't think he's gonna get other roles because of what's going on in the media.
That's gonna be a doozy. Yeah,
because of how outlandish they're being.
This is starting to feel like this is gonna be a documentary in 15 years.
Oh yeah,
this is what this story is feeling like to me,
and involving Dakota.
Uh huh.
Like 100%. So it's very very sketchy.
Sketchy.
The stuff going on with Ezra Miller right now, and it's like something I kind of want to like follow along with and kind of see as things develop because like
we should.
I believe the authorities can't find Ezra either.
That's true. Like right now they can't exactly find where he's at.
What's it called when you summon like they can't find him to
because they can't summon subpoena.
Him. They can't do it to him because they can't find him.
Court. Well, then he's definitely missing on purpose. If he's subpoenaed to court, knows he's being subpoenaed to court, he's definitely 100%. Like MIA on purpose. Like it's not an accident. So, well, there's that.
We shall see.
We do have a couple more stories.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is a TikToker actually posted a cryptic post and then unalived himself. Well, allegedly unalived himself.
Yeah.
It's what it is seeming like.
Mm-hmm. It's really sad. So, the story is, you know, Cooper Noriega, mm-hmm. who is a TikToker and just like seemed like a very sweet boy, yeah. like just seems like a really, really cool guy. Apparently the other day he had like posted some cryptic stuff saying things like, oh, like, does anyone ever feel like they're gonna, you know, not be alive young? I'm trying to just say it in the way for YouTube, not be alive young.
Yeah.
And it's like, people were like, kind of like, oh, okay. And then like yeah. he went missing and then, you know, his body was found like outside of LA in a parking lot.
And he was unalive in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. And so like after he made that post, it was an overdose and
but there was no sign of anything. There was no sign of like
yeah.
trauma to the body. There's no sign of
so anything like that. So who really knows if it was on purpose or not?
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? However, the same day there was that cryptic post. So that's where people are suspecting it possibly could have been on purpose.
Yeah.
It's so just, honestly, sad.
It's so sad. It's just like
it's so sad.
Because I believe he was 19.
And I really hate to see that too, especially with like a TikToker who a lot of young kids follow
yeah.
as this potentially could have been what he saw as his way out. And I would hate for other kids to see this and say, oh, because the thing is, if I could just instill in kids, like this is such a small part of your big, big, big life. So whatever's happening in these really tough transitioning moments, teenage years, like, it's just, I wish you could just take a step out of it and look back in, because then you'll see like how tiny this is going to be a part of your life, and so much more is going to happen. It's so worth living.
I completely agree. And it's like, this is also like a part of me that feels like so intensely for like younger kids on social media who like get fame quickly when they're young. And it's like, you know, the life is hard. Mm-hmm. Like, the social media life is really, really tough. And like, you know, we got into it when we were in like our early mid 20s.
Yeah.
And like, we had gotten some life under our belts. Imagine like getting popular like Charli D'Amelio at like 16.
I would not. I know.
How is that even popular?
God, like, definitely didn't let this happen to me until I was in my 20s, because I don't think I would have made it as being a social media person if I would have done it in my teenage years. Like, I don't think I would have made it.
And like, think that, like, it breaks my heart, because it's like, what if, you know, Cooper had gotten like a lot of hate for something, or he was in like this really intense transition phase in his life, and there's just so many things. And it's so hard when you're a public figure in that way. Mm-hmm. Everyone's looking at you, and you feel like this like intense amount of pressure, and you feel like you're not good enough, and
you
that
feel like
plays
you can
into
never do
the
enough
depression.
Too. Like, you know, like, it's never enough, because you always have to feed the beast, and oh my gosh, the pressure put onto you by your peers and people around you. It's so, so much, especially to put on for a kid. And so, and I also, again, just hate to see other kids see this happen. Mm-hmm. Just a horrible situation, and we've been thinking about his
sending
family.
Sending prayers to his family and friends, because he had a lot of TikTok friends who, you know, or just in general, he had a lot of friends who are devastated by it. And, you know,
and this
is
the first time I've
so
heard
much.
Of, like, this happening with, like, social media people. So it's like,
I know, in this capacity. Yeah. And the thing is, he had made, the weeks prior, he was very open about, you know, mental health and, like, the struggle of mental health, and wanting to make more of it out there, so there's no like stigma of people with mental health,
right?
And so it's just really sad, because I feel like, you know, we lost such an advocate for mental health and
to this,
you know. And it's just a terrible situation. We're just sending love to him and his family and all his friends, because it's devastating. Horrible.
Well, we have one more topic before we close today.
Yes.
And it's a short one, but Miss Black China's at it again.
She's back at it again.
Girl.
With the money move.
I will say this. This is a very ambitious woman.
Very.
Because she don't sleep. She said, I'm going to get my coin one way or another, and that's that, ma'am.
She swings, and she swings hard.
She swings hard.
She might miss a lot.
But she's still swinging. And you got to respect the hustle.
You got to respect the swing.
People in the comments will be like, we do not respect
the hustle. We don't respect the hustle at all. I'm also like, I'm not even like a Black China fan like that.
Yeah.
But it's just like, kind of wild.
So I didn't know who Black China was until Kylie started dating Tyga, and I caught wind that was his baby mama. That is all I knew. I hadn't even seen her before, but now whenever she started dating Rob, I of course knew more about her and like who she was, because she was like talked about a lot more. Obviously that happens whenever you're connected with the Kardashians,
right?
But now she was suing Rob because he released all those nudie pictures of her a couple years ago, back when he got really mad at her for cheating, correct?
I believe that's what it was.
That was the famous line where Snoop Dogg said, you're a player, or you're a sucker, and you got licked. She's a sucker, or something like that.
I know exactly what you're talking about, though.
It was
though.
So iconic.
Like a lollipop,
he like went
something.
Up because he was like, Rob, stop, man. You're a sucker, and you got licked.
Yes.
You're a sucker for Black China. So she's suing him because you can't just do that. Like,
it's called revenge pee.
Yeah.
You know, if you can
the
guess
revenge
what the P is.
Pee.
It's revenge pee, and, like, that's not legal. Like,
she's
cannot do that.
She's claiming, like, it's, like, obviously was hard on her, and, like, suing for all those things. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, she's being sued by someone else, and basically she said, Rob, if you help me get out of this other lawsuit, I'll quit suing you for posting the revenge pee. It's wild!
It's, like, what? It's, like, so wild. So now, like, obviously, I'm assuming he wasn't able to help her out, and she's continuing with the lawsuit.
So now she wants to continue with the lawsuit.
Right. But she's like, but if he helps me get out of the other one, I will drop it.
What is going on? And then she's also boxing now.
Yes, she just had a match.
She just had a boxing match, which ended in a draw. But the girl's out here raking in her coin.
Like, she is doing what has to be done.
Honey.
A boxing match, dude?
Dude.
Mind you, maybe she got paid hella just to be part of it.
I'm sure.
Like, hella. I would, like,
sure.
If someone was like, yo, Manny, like, go in the ring for $10 million, I'd do it.
I don't think she got $10 million,
babe. Me neither. But I'm saying, if someone offered me hella money,
yeah,
I would get in the ring, and I would box.
You know, I would marinate on it.
For 10? tax free?
What can I do in a boxing ring?
You but didn't fighting say, another girl.
You said tax free. Now that was added on.
That 10 tax free? That's true. A different story. What if it was 10 cash and you can't trace it back to the IRS?
Manny is evading his taxes.
Manny doesn't pay his tax. I do pay my taxes. That's a joke.
10 million tax free. I'm going in the ring.
Yeah, I think it's time for a battle.
I'm going to take a good one to the noggin.
Yeah.
To the button, and I'm out.
Baby, get me wherever you need to get me. Just like, don't like, don't traumatize me.
I would whisper in my opponent's ear, go easy on me.
I would literally just like punch you right in the jaw so I can go out quick.
Yeah.
And or I'll punch you in the
and
jaw.
Let that be it.
Or I can punch him in the jaw too. Potentially, what if I have really intense strength and I can hella hold my own in a ring?
You heard it here first, guys. Manny MUA is
versus
boxing.
Bryce Hall.
Oh, I'm just
kidding. I'm just kidding because Bryce is bug. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Bryce is actually very sweet. I've met him multiple times.
Yeah. So that's it for this episode.
That's it for today's episode, you guys. Hope you guys had fun hearing our rapid fire.
Thank you guys so much for watching. Don't forget to rate, like, and subscribe, and leave a little comment down below.
Yes, we love reading them. And thank you for sending us topics for rapid fires. We love
it. Yes, we love it.
Keep doing it.
And we'll see you in the next episode.
Bye, you guys. Bye, guys.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity, and your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.